Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 right now at the at halftime of this Girls' Championship game here in the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. It is Mountain Home leading Rogers 23-14. We'll look over numbers in a little bit. Right now we're joined by a repeat championship coach here in the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. That is Josh Fulcher. Josh, you defeat Farmington tonight 45-34. Congratulations on your second straight trophy in this tournament.
Hey, thank you, Matt. Hey, that had a nice little ring to it. I appreciate the introduction. That made me feel – I perked up a little bit, buddy.
Well, there you go. That's the whole point.
That's all credit to the kids, Matt. You know, three games in 3 days. We were without one of our – best defenders and Adam Sorrell, you know, he's taking care of some family business.
Oh, okay.
And you know, so we really didn't have the depth that we're needing, especially in a tight game. And a lot of credit goes to Bo Thompson and him and Coach Simmons over there. They do a fantastic job. His kids are so well disciplined. They're extremely well coached. And they're hard nosed. I mean, I love everything about, you know, what he does over there, and we try to mimic, you know, and produce the same kind of players that Bo does. Got a tremendous amount of respect for him, I'm hoping the feeling is mutual. But it's just a privilege to coach against them tonight, and for us to come on top, that's better icing on the cake. You know, our guys did it three games in 3 days. And just couldn't be more proud of the will and determination that they showed and a lot of fights. I thought we showed a lot of growth over the last couple of days.
Well, let's talk about real quickly that Farmington challenge. Thompson, it looked like he was getting a little agitated with some of his key players, so he brought in some players that may not see as much playing time, and boy, they really stepped up.
Yeah, a couple guys come in that wasn't on the scouting report.
Right.
Now, his first game here, he played a lot, got into Paragold's legs, kind of, and we thought they might do that to us. We did a really good job of just kind of staying above that, handling the pressure. So that really never took great effect. So he did. He reached down to the bench, and man, those guys come in and hit some shots, kept it in there, and I'm worried because we couldn't extend the lead. And I'm thinking, are we gonna have the legs to finish this? And you know, kind of got Dawson and Matt a nice little breather there into the third, beginning of the fourth. And it really allowed us to kind of finish that thing out. But, you know, Bo brought those guys back the fourth quarter, and our boys stepped up. They responded and closed out. You know, last night we kind of held on for a win. Tonight we really established, you know, kind of at the – we won that game. We clinched that game, and it was just such a better feeling the way we finished tonight.
Well, you got a little extra time. You're going to be off all this coming week, and then you got one more non-conference game here in the regular season, January 7th, as Russellville comes to town.
And it's a big one. You know, Russellville's going to be top three team in the state. But we told the guys, of course, we're giving our guys 3 days off here, and then we'll be back in the gym next week getting after it. But we're treating Russellville as a conference opponent because they're that good.
Yeah.
And they're going to be one of the top teams in the state. So we're going to prepare for them like a conference game. They're just like one of our top four of our conference. If they was in our conference, they would have a shot at the state tournament. But outside of our conference, they're the best team other than probably the top four in our conference. So And Pennington does a fantastic job. He's extremely deep. He's extremely talented. We have a lot of conversations over the past month. And, you know, when the other coach tells you, coach, we're good. You know, you hear a lot of coach speak, and everybody's always poor mouthing their teams and stuff. But when another coach tells you, I'm not bragging, but we are good.
Yeah.
And he is, and he's in every bit, and he's a very humble guy. He's not meaning that in any kind of way, but he's just telling the truth. A coach knows when they have a special group, and he has a very special group.
Yeah.
And so we'll be tested right off the bat. So, hey, we're going to enjoy a couple days off here. But in the meantime, Coach Morris and I will be doing a lot of pregame prep. And it'll be nice to kind of get back into a regular routine. I know I've heard Dell talk about it. It'd just be nice so we can have some good quality practices.
Sure.
And some good scouting time, because really that's what we thrive on here in Mountain Home is our preparation. So it'll be nice to get kind of on a regular schedule.
Well, Josh, again, congratulations on this tournament victory, and we look forward to talking to you on January 7th.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate all you do, and wow, we're what a treat here it is to see these two high-level senior girls basketball teams, two of the fantastic, well-coached teams. It's a battle, and I love it.
Absolutely.
So we got another half to pull this thing off, but I got full confidence in Coach Dell Leonard. He's gonna get this done. He's a winner.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank
go
you,
Bombers.
Whoa.
Oh. Matt.
Oh, my
Matt,
goodness.
There you go.
Well, I think you just jinxed yourself. Thanks, Josh.
Good thing I got you a T-shirt, buddy.
Yes, absolutely.
See ya.
All right, that was Mount Alma boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. It is Mount Alma leading Rogers 23-14. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Class Kids 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Real quickly, let's go over our numbers as Mount Alma has a 9-point lead on Rogers here in the championship game of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. It is Kate Gilbert leading the way with 11 points for the Lady Bombers, Anna Grace Foreman with 8, and Emma Martin with 4. For Rogers, their leading score right now is Kate McConnell with 6 points, 4 for Gracie Carr, 3 for Kate Miller, and 1 for Taylor Treadwell. Right now, Rogers doing a better job of handling the ball. Mounts home with 6 turnovers, and Rogers with 1. This game has had no ties except for 0-0 and no lead changes either. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Mounts home and leading Rogers 23-14. At the break, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their 3 highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.